This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
A text number. This is a separate number from our gaming line, you know, the one that we've been using. This is 800-400-3697. This is a way to get your opinion heard, whether or not you want it on the air. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you're biting. Hostile nastiness comes through, hits its mark, and never makes the airwaves, but we do go home and grind on it for hours.
We feel your spanking.
Well done.
It hurts.
It hurts our feelings.
619 says, when we were kids, I told my sister her fingernails would grow if she bit off her toenails and chew them. Toe to the mouth. Lasted a few months till my mom caught her. Ha ha.
What Billy told me.
That's funny.
No one drinks Foster's in Australia, says 650. I was shocked.
Oh. Boy, we have been. Do they not throw shrimp on the Barbie either? Are there no blooming onions?
We've been misled.
You're tricking us.
707 says, my brothers and I moon each other so often, I keep an airsoft gun in reach at all times, and we're in our 30s and 40s.
Oh, that's fun. It's adorable. Do you also sit naked on your dad's chest? You know, just wondering.
650 says, you really needed to be here the other day ago for that to make any
sense. That's a callback to you.
650 says, I bite my nails and use them as toothpicks. Drives my wife nuts. LOL.
Yeah, if only you'd shown her that before she decided you were marriage material.
You guys, I shouldn't even eat.
Just
read
do
this.
It. Just do it.
Okay. You guys think eating toenails is bad? I was in jail once with a guy who used to pick the dead skin off his feet and eat it.
Oh.
Disgusting.
That's the stuff they scrape off your feet after you soak them in the
You'd think the warden would give you a transfer to another cell.
Like you could petition for that.
If you told him what was happening in your cell.
Well, maybe that's not the worst thing that happened in the jail cell.
I think that's pretty bad.
Really? Because I've heard some jail stories that sound worse than that.
I don't know.
Like, if that was the worst thing that happened to me in jail, I would be like, "That I'm down. That's okay." Mm-hmm. Jail seems rough, man. Shouldn't there be people watching to make sure that doesn't happen?
What? In each little room, really?
Yeah. You know the stuff I'm talking about. Like, maybe they should have a little camera in each room and just, like, hoses that can be turned. Get off of him. Come on. Leave that little bitch alone.
707 says, as a gay male in college, I dated a guy who became famous after we broke up, and I definitely fantasize about sex with him.
Oh.
Is that because he's famous? I don't know the psychology of it all. I just know whenever
I...
As a gay male in college, I dated a guy who became famous after we broke up. Oh. And I definitely fantasize about sex with him.
Maybe that's just, you know, he's the one that got away because he went on to be rich and famous. Well, I don't know if he's rich, but he's famous.
As we discussed it, though, you were like, there's a whole psychology. If he dumped me, then I want him
Yeah, that's not necessarily what anybody else thinks. But yeah, for sure, if I dumped you, I was done with you. I'm not fantasizing about you later.
But don't you think it was... Well... See, that's the thing. I didn't get it. To me, it's like, well, that was a naked lady I was once with. So, it was really fun.
You can separate the art from the artist.
Well, can't you?
Not really.
It's
over.
That one time?
In Ben Camp?
Yeah, that's all that is. Yeah. To me, anyway. But that's boys are very visually stimulated. I have to tell you.
808 says, read my text today, please, and wish me luck today. Going on a second interview for a high school physics job today. Good luck. I hope you get the job.
Yeah.
Vinny, one of my favorite books is by Dean Koontz called From the Corner of His Eye. I've read it a few times.
Oh,
we got a few
I think I saw that.
Actually.
Koontz has some good ones. I was reading these Karen Slaughter ones. They're super, like, gnarly crimes happen. But this guy, there was, like, I read all about his jail experiences, and it just sounds really unfun. But those are, you know, they're like the police procedural, like the detective books. I love those when they're trying to figure out the mystery. And I just thought it was incredibly well written. Like, it was a really, I really loved the story.
408 says, of course, Yuzi has to be John's best friend. She didn't leave him with any friends when they got together. She did cut all his friends out, right?
Well, you're his best friend, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We know that much. Only
they were bad influences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had to get rid of them.
You're a good influence, so that worked out. For John.
Hey, Vinny, check out books written by Brad Taylor.
Oh, Brad Taylor? What does he write?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just something somebody said. Hey, Hooman, I'm from Napa, but I'm in the city today for a seminar. Oh. Need a good lunch recommendation by Union Square. XOXO.
Oh, kisses and hugs for Hooman.
So I would say Blue Stem Barisserie. It's right next to the Four Seasons on Market. It's
Barisserie?
Right, yeah. Barisserie. Mm. Anyway, it's right next to the Four Seasons there.
Are you going to meet her there?
It's where I normally go have dinner before
Your other dinner?
No, before when we see movies at the Metreon. No.
You don't just go to that diner or Jillian's or something?
No, come on.
I'm sorry.
I don't like it. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, Split. Right, I like that place.
That was good.
Oh, we had bread. Sandwiches? Yeah. That was good. Really good.
408 says, fizzy water can definitely, this is about the Brad Pitt story you did that he's quit drinking. Fizzy water can definitely help you keep from having a beer or two, but I don't know anyone who brings a Pellegrino into the shower. Am I right, Vin? I drink a lot of Pellegrino, and no, I've never had a shower Pellegrino.
Yeah.
You don't need
them the way you need that shower beer.
Well,
you
the shower beer Pellegrino? Is just a warm up to the party. Let's do this.
I've had a shower Pellegrino. It's awesome.
Really? All right.
Trust me.
Do you pour it over your head all cold water while you're...
Trust me.
Do you pour it over your head all cold water while you're...
This show! Oh, God.
Oh, is it on?
Judge making how built this show. We built this show on chips. Make it now.
On point.
We'll do it live.
Okay!
Nope. We'll do it live!
Suck.
Thing sucks!
Lick them. Suck.
All right.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week.
Yeah!
And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude. And Bryn.
Ring.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It never ends.
I know. This is the worst of our montage.
Brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
Bryn.
No, all right, everyone.
No one loves that more than Hooman.
I know. He even stands up for it.
I know. It's really...
He won't even get up for the Friday montage anymore.
Yeah, I know.
He gets up for his movie review.
All right, everyone. It's a big week in the world of film. We're going to review probably one of the four most anticipated films of the year, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You're a fine girl.
Wife, you will be
such a fine girl.
All right, everyone. This stars Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Palm Clementif. We'll tell you about her in a sec. Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell, and the voice of Vin Diesel.
Oh, the voice.
That's the voice of Bradley Cooper, too, right? Isn't he the raccoon? Is he the raccoon?
Yeah, he's the raccoon. So, from the trailers, we learn about this new chapter of The Guardian. And it's all about Peter Quill, that's Chris Pratt, finding out who his father is and finding out the truth of his origin, because he's only half human. He's half alien.
Oh, what kind of alien?
Spoiler alert!
So, Bryn, One thing that every critic is saying is that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is a standalone film which really doesn't further the plot. It's really all about spending time with characters you love. Do you agree?
I feel like it forwards the plot, for sure. It kind of is a standalone, though, but it, I think they're setting
it's like
it
an origin thing if he's going back to find his dad.
Right. They're telling you more about the characters and about, you know, their history and stuff like that. Mm.
So, Bryn, yes. Everyone's dying to know, is Guardians 2 better than Guardians 1?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not.
Guardians 1
in
is
my
great.
Opinion, it's
so
not
that was
as
a great,
good,
but, it was a surprisingly good movie.
Mm-hmm. So you're walking with a higher bar, though. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting it to be better than 1, Sarah?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you are.
Why bother with another one if it's not better than the first one?
Wow.
Well, do you have to see the first one to see the second one?
That's a good question. Let me think about that for a sec. I'd say yes.
Yeah, no. I would. Yeah, I'd definitely recommend that.
Okay.
How was Kurt Russell as Chris Pratt's father?
Oh,
how was
oh.
that dynamic?
I thought he was great, and they had good chemistry. Kurt looked really good. They had like him as a young man, so mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this digital enhancement's amazing. and then they look kind of alike too. You can see the similarities, father son. It's pretty cool.
So you bought into it.
I definitely bought into it, yes.
Were there too many characters in this film? Were you confused?
At times I was confused. It was mainly the same people, but then they would just jump to like Sylvester Stallone as some character. Who's he? Human?
Starhawk.
Okay. And then there's this duck guy, like Howard the Duck.
That's right.
That's Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck. I'm like, is that... It looks like Donald in some weird suit. I don't know. But yeah, there were some confusing parts where I think that they're setting it up for future movies.
Were you happy I was there to whisper everything in your ear the
Absolutely,
whole time?
Yeah. Hooman's a good person to go with if you're watching Marvel movies.
Unfortunately, you can't pause it and tell you the whole backstory because, wow, that is a highlight of watching stuff at my house.
Right.
So...
Because I'm missing stuff as he's whispering in my ear.
Right.
This is something that Sarah kind of teased this morning, and I'd like you to address it, Bryn. Outside of Chris Pratt and Kurt Russell working through their father-son issues, Zoe Saldana is trying to reconcile with her sister. The raccoon is trying to work through his aggressive issues. Did this work, or was it too much drama and too little action and not enough comedy?
I must say it was a lot more drama than I expected and less comedy than I expected. Although I do understand the reasoning behind it. People can relate to that. Every family has some sort of drama, and they're trying to relate in that way. Like, you know, they're digging into Zoe Saldana's character and her sister who's troubled, and then, you know, the raccoon has
So even though they're all a bunch of aliens, like, we can all find something
to... Yeah, they're all like us, a bunch of idiots.
Oh.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey.
You're welcome.
So, at the end of this film, how many Easter eggs are there? The special scenes they put in with the credits. How many did you see?
There's at least three or four of them.
So stick through the credits.
No one got up. I mean, one person got up at the end of the film.
They're all waiting for
it. Was kind of funny how the credits roll and everybody just stays seated. Not a single person gets up.
No one talked.
It's a genius way to get people to stick through the credits, just to put a couple things in there that you want to see.
Is it worth staying through, Bryn?
In my humble opinion, absolutely not.
Oh!
It doesn't give... I mean, it's cute. There's some cute, like, you know, graphics and stuff like that, and they show whatever tidbits, but it doesn't give you any, like... foreshadowing of what's going to happen in the next Guardians. You know what I mean?
It does if you take the time to research, because it's very vague. It's very vague who they're going to be fighting next. But who they're going to be fighting next makes sense because they introduced Sylvester Stallone. And so it'll... If you know the comic...
In the Easter eggs they do?
No, Sylvester Stallone's in the movie, but the person they introduced in the Easter eggs is a super powerful kind of mutant guy.
Oh.
And the Guardians won't be able to defeat him. So my theory is that they're going to bring in Sylvester and his team to help in the future.
Oh.
So let's talk about you, Bryn. You're an Asian man.
All right. I should have been casted, right?
Well, in this film, there's an Asian woman.
Yes, there is.
And her name is Palm Clemente.
She's very alien looking.
Very alien looking. First
she's
of all,
the one that gives the prediction about, you know, him being in love in the trailer.
Yes, that's her. Yes.
So she's able to read minds.
Yeah, she's
and stuff
neat.
Like
she's
that.
Like mm-hmm. bug antennas and big eyes.
Right.
First of all, were you proud to see another Asian in the film?
I'm always proud to see Asians in films.
Does it
in
count
America?
That she's only half? She's half Russian and half Korean. Does that count?
Yeah, it totally counts.
Of course it counts.
I'm down with that.
Just wondering. Bryn, how
but
was
she's from Canada, right? So that's
yeah,
takes,
she's
like,
Canadian.
That takes
too.
A point.
I mean, half
very
Russian,
worldly.
Half Korean.
Minus 1 point right there.
How was the soundtrack?
Oh my! The soundtrack's the best part of it. I mean, just like part one, it's you know that's what makes the movie, and you can you hear all these songs that you already know. So right. It's super cool to just sit through that and watch the comedy, and you know there was a lot more storytelling than I expected, but the soundtrack's great.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this.
All right.
There's a lot of feeling moments, but the self-sacrifice of this film really redeemed it for me. I like them working through their problems. I felt the film did a really great job forwarding the plot for the next film. I'm going to give it 4 solid Persians.
Oh,
go 3D IMAX.
You really liked it.
Go 3D nice. IMAX all the way.
3D IMAX if you like 3D IMAX, because some people get dizzy and headaches.
Yeah.
I love 3D IMAX as well. That's always like an added plus. It's not quite at the level of part one, and I do feel like it's setting it up for a few more to go, you know, in the future, and I'm totally looking forward to it still. So it's a fun, easy watch. I really enjoyed it. 3.75.
Oh.
3 3/4 Vietnamese ninja stars.
Next week, everyone, is just a smorgasbord of films. One stars Yuzette's boyfriend.
Which one?
Jax.
Oh.
King Arthur, Legends of the Sword.
Does that look good to you guys? I love that kind of stuff, and I just went, I don't know.
Yeah, it looks good to us.
All right.
And the other is Sarah's girlfriend, Amy Schumer, and Snatched.
I saw a clip Goldie from Hawn? That was
oh,
so
yeah.
funny.
Oh, boy. Have you guys seen it yet?
No,
yeah,
not
this week. We have 3 movies to see next week.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Well, I can't. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, is it good for all ages? Or
Brand new.
I think so. You know,
it's probably PG-13.
Yeah, I totally bring my 2-year-old, no problem. Groot is adorable. He's super cute in this movie. It's funny.
That's Vin Diesel's character.
Yeah, because you know how he's a super big one in the
right.
first one. He's
and then
like
he gets killed off, but then they find the little sprout.
I don't tell anybody that.
Well,
but
you remember that from the first
spoiler
one.
I'm saying if they haven't watched part one, then you're spoiling it. But
oh,
anyway.
God, if you've seen the trailer.
Groot's just adorable. Just wanted to say that.
So all right, cute. Well, Gretchen just walked in, so we'll be battling it
Yay!
Out. Good job, Hooman and Bryn.
Thank you.
Back after this. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Gretchen is here with us in the studio. Gretchen, WTF.
I know, this is not my week.
Well,
I don't
it's
know
not
what.
Really your category.
Yeah,
and
oh,
today,
good,
good luck, because it's golf. How you feeling about golf?
Okay.
Golf.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Question number one. What flashy, orange-clad golfer marked his golf balls with Bible verses at the 2010 Ryder Cup?
I know who it is, but I can't think of his name. I don't got it. You got it?
No.
Okay.
Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
Which of the 4 major tournaments has the richest purse, increasing its payout from $8 million in 2013 to $10 million in 2014? Which of the 4 major tourneys has the richest purse?
Masters.
No.
Oh.
The U.S. Open.
PGA Championship.
Oh! Good guess, though.
I knew. Yeah, I know some of the names of the...
As of May, this is multiple choice.
Okay.
As of May 2015, who was the top-ranked female golfer in the United States? Michelle Wee, or Y, maybe, W-I-E?
That's Wee.
Stacey Lewis or Christy Kerr?
Michelle Wee.
No.
Stacey Lewis!
Stacey Lewis is correct. Vinny, you're on the board.
Dang it.
At which international sports competition will golf be featured in 2016 for the first time since 1904? The Olympics is correct. Which Georgia golf course hosts the Masters tournament every year?
Augusta.
That's right. And what is a hole-in-one on a par 5 called? Is it a condor, an osprey, or a turkey buzzard?
Condor.
Condor's correct. 4-0! Gretchen, you're getting buried this week. Let's look at tomorrow.
Yeah, what's tomorrow's subject?
Wine and cheese.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You may get on the board this week.
I didn't even drink wine when I drank, so you got this on lock.
All right. So.
All right, what's coming up on your show?
A chance at $1,000, 10:05.
See you on Friday, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.